Turn me in your Bible to the book of Mark, the fourth chapter. I want you to see something here that's so important. Now, in my 50 years of being a Christian, in my 49 years of being married, and over 55 years in business, I've seen some things that are what I consider robbers of God's people who are believing for miracles, manifestations of God, and some big ways. And I want you to hear me for these next few minutes as I share a truth that you got to embrace, you got to hold fast to it. If you believe in God for anything tonight, do I got any believers here tonight? Well, you came to the right place tonight because your life is never gonna be the same again in Jesus' name. Look with me in your Bible to Mark the fourth chapter. Mark the fourth chapter, and look with me in verse 14. And I always tell my people at Calvary, I say, never let a familiar scripture be familiar. Because if it get familiar, then you will never get the revelation or the truth that God's trying to get to you. How many of y'all believe God's trying to speak to you tonight? Amen? Amen. Good for you. This is the smartest group I've been with all day today. Mark 4 in verse 14 says, "The sower soweth the and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have what? Heard, Satan cometh what? Immediately." And you need to underline, I'm sure y'all got all of this underlined. Immediately, immediately, immediately. And you got Satan. Satan comes immediately and taketh away the word that was sown. I thought this was interesting. In their heart. In their heart. It had got to their heart. But because of a situation, the enemy was able to steal the very thing that was going to bring the biggest results in their life. So that's why you got to always guard and protect the word that you have received. Are y'all with me? Look what it says. And Satan comes immediately and taketh away, and taketh away, and taketh away the word that was sown, taketh away the word that was sown in their what? Hearts. And these are they by likewise, where the word was sown on stony ground, who when they have what? Heard the what? Immediately received it with gladness and have no root in themselves, and so endure but endure for a time. And afterwards when what? Afflictions. Please underline that. When afflictions or what? Persecutions. Arise, look what it says here, for the word's sake, for the word's sake. See, don't you be stupid. Don't you start thinking that you are exempt from being attacked. Once you make a commitment to stand on the word, the enemy is gonna do what he can to get that word out of you, because God responds to the word that's in you as you speak it out of your mouth. Are y'all with me? So look what it says here, look what it says. And have no root in themselves, and so but endure for a time, and afterwards when afflictions. Now, I put beside that word, if you want to put beside that word afflictions, write pressure. Pressure. Pressure, when pressure start coming on you. And I'm telling you, the more closer you get into the presence of God, when God is getting ready to do something really big in your life, the pressure gets even greater. Why? Because God's getting ready to manifest something, and the devil is trying to steal it from you by putting pressure, or we can use the word it says here, afflictions. And it says, or persecution. You know, when I got saved, I got really persecuted because I came out to Black Panther Party. Everybody was talking about me, about being saved and being this Christian, and I didn't... Pastor Godot, Philip Godot, and got Jesus, you know, and my family was persecuting me. Listen to me. All my friends left me. Nobody wanted to have anything to do with me. And the enemy, I didn't know what I'm trying to tell you right now, but the enemy was trying to steal the word in my life about salvation. And how many know salvation is bigger than just being saved and going to heaven? It deals with health, healing, deliverance, preservation, soundness, safety, and prosperity. Get your hands up and say, I receive all of that. I'm speaking it over all of y'all in Jesus' name, that salvation is going to abound in your life. Let me, don't get too far off, Phil. Don't get too far. Here we go. And it says here, and it says, when afterwards, when afflictions or persecutions arise, and you got to put it, for the word's sake, here we go, the word, immediately they are offended. Now that's a big, big word right there. They're offended. Now I got a book, I think, did you get that book? Can I, real quickly, I'm just going to use that one. But this is what I'm teaching out of this book here. I've sold more of these books around the world than any of my other books. I got over 50-something different books. But this one on who offended you and stopped you from receiving your miracle is one of my top-selling books, because more people end up missing out on what God has for them because they don't understand that persecution or afflictions or pressures will come against you because for the word's sake. Now see, if you didn't go to a word church, if you didn't go to a church like this, that's teaching you the word, teaching you how to live right, and teaching you the principles of God, then you probably wouldn't be going through very much. So maybe some of you might need to go on and find you a church where you can compromise in. But if you want to live victorious and you want the God of more than enough to show up on your behalf, you got to prepare yourself to deal with pressure. Turn around to somebody and say, deal with pressure, deal with pressure. Another word for the pressure again, and they were offended. You ever been around anybody who's been offended? Besides yourself. I'm on this side right now, I'm on this side. Besides yourself, who got offended? You ever been around offended people? Yeah. All they want to talk about is their offense. Right. Right. All they want to do is blame somebody else. They never take the blame for anything. Are y'all with me? Yeah. And Satan loves to offend people or get you offended because he knows that you will lose sight of your destination, your purpose, and God's destiny for your life. You lose sight of it because you're so focused on what happened to you and what they did to you, or what he or she did to you. Now all you want to do is talk about, and you live at that moment in time, and you're never able to move your life forward because you've been offended. You'd have not only been offended, the word that you had, the enemy was able to take it from you. Because he never wanted you to get back to it. See, the most dangerous thing that happened into the kingdom of darkness is you being here tonight and getting back in place. Now, I ain't scared of none of y'all. You can look at me like you want to. I ain't scared of you. I'm trying to help you to get back into some position. We all got to deal with the area of when the enemy attacks us in different areas, out of relationships. Come on, y'all. Relationship, business deals, friendships, different things where the enemy attacks to try to destroy and steal what God is trying to do in your life. Let me ask one question, then I won't ask too many more, maybe only 30, 60. But anyway, how many of y'all believe God's got bigger things in store for you than where you are? God ain't finished with none of you. God's got more in store for you, bigger than you could imagine, and it's going to help so many other people, not just blessing you. God wants to bless you and manifest himself on your behalf so you can be a blessing to others. But you can't be a blessing to others when you have been offended. When you've been what? Offended. So what offense does, it's a stopper. It blocks the blessing flow. It stops the blessing flow. Shout it out. It stops the blessing flow. You ever been around somebody and say, well, it don't look like nothing's happening for me. I love God, but prayers ain't being answered. Don't have manifestations happening in your life the way you want them, the way you know that he's the God of more than enough. His name is El Shaddai. He's Jehovah Jireh. And you wonder, why is some things not happening for me? And I'm telling you, one of the biggest things in the New Testament church today is the spirit that the enemy's been getting away with unchecked, is the spirit of offense. You know, I could pray for some of y'all tonight for miracles, for healing, and God could manifest something and then turn around and lose it a few seconds after that. Because of the spirit of offense, because you go right back and start letting the enemy bring it back up. How many of y'all ever been offended and then you tried to deal with it, and then all of a sudden the one who offended you or those situations rolls back up some kind of way to get you right back where you were? I need more than one hand. Amen. I was offended. I was offended at a situation and then turned around and turned the television on to kind of get my mind off of it to watch something, and there it was on television. I just got more offended. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Churches never prosper to the level they should because they got a pastor who's teaching out of offense. He's mad. Most pastors and churches don't get to where they're supposed to because the pastor been offended because he loved somebody, gave something, helped someone along that line. People get offended because the enemy uses congregational people who love God but offend the man of God. So we got to watch it even more so because it steals the vision. I've dealt with pastors all across the country around the world, and when they start talking to me about a situation, I said, you got to watch it right now. You're under assault. The enemy is trying to steal the vision of this church. He's trying to steal the momentum of this ministry. He's trying to do something. I've had people get offended at me for everything. I mean, people get offended at any kind of little thing. It's amazing what they get offended at. Get offended at my youth ministry. Get offended at the children ministry. Get offended at the usher or what they people wore, not wore. I got some people got offended at my wife for the way she dressed. And I said, listen to me, you didn't marry her. You didn't marry her. She ain't dressing for you, you ugly thing. She ain't dressing for you. She's dressing for me. I wear what she likes me to wear, and she wear what I like her to wear. She wear the cologne I like. She wear the panties I like. She wear everything that I wanted to wear. No, because I don't want to wear her mama panties. Big old bloomers. I want something. Come on. Hey. Oh, Lord, I done went too far. Don't get offended right now. Don't get offended. Look with me in Psalm 119, verse 165. Psalm 119, verse 165. I got to get back because some of y'all going to lose you if I don't get back here. Get offended. Pressure, afflictions, or persecution. Come. I thought everybody was going to love me because I got off of this destructive trail, living this destructive life, and started trying to get my life together and help other people, and look like more people hated me then in my own family and friends and coworkers. And I had more pressure put on me even after that than ever before. It's just amazing that when you start getting on course with God's destiny in your life, you got to understand and just recognize that the enemy is going to try to steal it from you. Say amen.
Amen.
Psalm 165, Psalms 119 and verse 60, 165. It says, great what?
Peace.
Come on, shout it out. What?
Peace.
Great what?
Peace.
Not just peace. What kind of peace?
Great
peace. Get your hand up and say, I receive that right now. Great peace. Well, y'all know the word peace is shalom. And it means nothing missing, nothing broken, wholeness, nothing needed or nothing wanted. Listen to me, great peace of nothing missing, nothing broken, wholeness, nothing needed or nothing wanted in your life. And I'm declaring over every one of you here tonight and you that are watching by a stream or whatever, that great peace will be upon your life. You're going to live a life of the shalom of God, that nothing missing in your life, nothing broken, wholeness, nothing needed or wanted in your life. And it will be, watch this here, and it's going to be great upon your life. Shout it out. Great peace is on my life. Look, it says, great peace have they which love thy law. And look what it says here. And nothing. And what? And nothing shall offend them. See, when I walk in the shalom of God, when I walk in the shalom of God, say that, when I walk in the shalom of God, this great peace, nothing shall be able to offend me. Because we know that offense is the number one tool the enemy uses to steal, come on, kill, and destroy everything good that God wants to do in your life. And most people are not watching out for it. They're not guarding it. And therefore, I do healing services, miracle services. And it's amazing to me, I found out that, you know, a lot of time you can't do some real miracle services and miracles and God's glory to be manifest, healing services, when a lot of people are sitting out there offended. And you got to get them past the offense, because watch this here. In the book of Matthew, the 12th chapter, it talks about that they had cast out a devil. And then it says, and then the devil came back a little later, found out the house was garnished and clean. And then he came back, occupied it with even more demons, than they got cast out. Is this too much for y'all? All I'm just saying is, I'm getting your house together tonight. And then when the enemy tries to come back against you, you're going to say, oh, no, I recognize you, devil. I recognize you. No, you're not bringing that back to me no more. No, you can take that to somebody else that don't recognize. I'm going to stay on course with my destiny. Are you with me? I've had people leave the church because we changed the carpet in the sanctuary. You name it. I mean, people get offended. I've had people that I love, gave money to, helped them in all kind of ways, and they just turn around and find one little thing and get upset at you and gone. So you got to guard your heart all the time. You got to protect it, because the enemy is trying to steal your life, steal God's greater blessing upon your life. Say amen.
Amen.
Look what the AMPC says on the same verse. AMPC says on the same verse, says, great peace have they who love thy law, and nothing shall offend them or make them stumble. Oh, I like that. It says, not only with the King James, but it says, and then nothing shall make them stumble. I'm declaring that over you tonight, that your days of stumbling and bumbling and flipping and flopping are over with. Say amen.
Amen.
See, I made a commitment. I wanted to be, I'm just talking, okay? So don't get offended while I'm trying to teach you not to be offended, okay? But my issue, I wanted to be, if I can say it, a hero to my community. Because we don't have a lot of black heroes, and the black heroes in the black community are usually pimps and dope pushers and sports figures and stuff like that. And I wanted to be a hero as a preacher. As a preacher. I wanted them to see that God could bless a preacher that lives right. Come on, and lives honorable, that God would still, that could bless you. And if they do the same thing, God could promote them and bless them. Are y'all with me? So that's been my goal, is to live this life. And I said, God, every day I speak the shalom of God, the peace of God, great peace over me, so that no matter what comes against me during that day, I won't stumble over it. Over any attack against me. Say, he's talking to me right now. Are you with me? I won't stumble over it. So some of you, you're going to quit tripping. I know that word ain't came here yet, but you got to quit letting the enemy get to you about what happened in the past. Somewhere you got to cut the ties, and you got to go ahead and make moves towards your future, because your future is bigger than your past. I want to read it one more time. It says, great peace have they who love thy law, and nothing shall offend them or what? Make them stumble. Shout out, say, my days of stumbling are over with. My days of stumbling are over with. And we all believe tonight that God is a miracle worker, and that God wants to do more in our life than where we are right now. But the only reason he's not been able to do certain things in our life is because, again, this spirit that he's working very heavily in the church against believers is the spirit of offense. So look with me in your Bible to Matthew, the 13th chapter. Matthew 13, and look with me in verse 53. Matthew 13 and verse 53. Everything starts changing when you start getting on your job and start recognizing how the enemy works hard to get you out of position and to rob you from what God wants to do in your life. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Matthew, what did I tell you? 13, verse 53. And it says, and it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed thence, and when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogues, insomuch that they were what? Would you underline that in your Bible? Or make note of it, they were astonished. And it says, and said, whence has this man this what? Underline that, this wisdom. And these mighty what? Works. Would you underline that in your Bible? And these mighty works. They were astonished at his teaching, at his wisdom, and his mighty works. And then all of a sudden, look what it says right there. Look at the next part. It says, is not this the carpenter's son? Is not this his mother called Mary? And his brethren, James and Joseph and Simeon and Judas? It says, and his sisters, are they not all with us? Look at me for 1 second. What that got to do with being astonished and the mighty works and the wisdom that he was speaking? What did that have to do? But see what happened. They were in the midst of a miracle worker. God himself was there manifesting. Can I believe God is here tonight to do something for you tonight? Okay, forget y'all. Y'all with me over here? Can I believe God that tonight on this May the 22nd, that God is in this house tonight to do something extraordinary, miraculous on your behalf in Jesus' name? See, I got to come to this place. Thank you for it now, Holy Ghost. Thank you for the power of God. Thank you for the power, the glory of you, the glory of you, the power of you to deliver, to heal. Come on, raise them hands up. Thank you for it now. Thank you for the glory of you, the power of you to heal, to deliver. To bring forth major change. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it now. Thank you for it. Look what it says here. Look what it says here. His sisters, and are they not all with us? Whence has this man all these things? Why, how did he get all of this? And then it says, and they were, look what it says, and they got offended. See, the enemy starts getting them off of him. Y'all with me? They right there with him. He's performing mighty works. They're astonished. The wisdom of God is flowing, everything they need. And then all of a sudden, they start looking at his family. His family had nothing to do with what was going on right here. But that's just how stupid the enemy can get you to look at something that you don't even know have nothing to do with what God is trying to do in your life. Y'all better talk to me right now. Gonna start talking about the man. You gotta catch this here. Watch the play, close attention. And they were offended in him, but Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor save in his own country and in his own house. I wonder, I'm just going off just for a second, you know, I'm just going off. You know, but I wonder how many miracles have been bypassed in this house, have not manifested in this house because, you know, I'm around a whole lot of big name people, but I'm just going to use one name, Benny Hinn. When Benny Hinn was at the peak, he would have big old crusades and people from all different denominations and all saved and unsaved would come to his meeting and listen to me and get miracles and signs because they saw him in a different way than everybody else saw him. See, it's how you see and how you honor the gift that you have. Benny Hinn, though, he learned a lesson. He could have big crusades all around the world and God would manifest supernatural miracles and things happening. Then he started a church in Orlando, Florida, and couldn't get the same results. So his ministry was very short as a pastor because he couldn't get the same results, because once the people started getting, watch this here, familiar with him. Oh, that's this pastor, so-and-so. Oh, that, now, they don't, you don't come here with an expectancy of God's miracle working power, because that's just my pastor, and not recognizing that's my man of God. That's my woman of God. Oh, now see, I ain't getting too many shouts and stuff going on right now. No, y'all, that's all right. You don't have to say nothing. That's all right. That's cool. I'm just trying to help you to see something. Because sometimes you don't have to travel all around the world to get your miracle manifested when you can get it right in your own house. It's amazing, even my own house. I travel all around the world, doing these big meetings, all kind of things happening. And then I come home and I have a miracle and healing service, and half them Negroes won't even show up. I'm sorry, them people won't show up. Don't show up because it's just my pastor. It's just my man of God, but it ain't my holy man of God. See, God's trying to get something to some of y'all here tonight that he haven't been able to get, but he got to tear down some walls and get to open up the doorway so he can walk in there. Watch this here. Where's my security tonight? Right here, okay. I might need some security when I get out of here tonight. I might not get go and sign no books tonight. Oh, I've had some people get really mad at me. But all I'm trying to do, I didn't come here to make you mad. I came here to set you free. I got a lot of things to do in my life, and I didn't have to come. But I came here because God appointed this time. And don't you take advantage of me by not taking advantage of me. Look what it says. Here we go. And they were offended at him. He didn't do nothing to them. He just being who he is, the Son of God, come to manifest to set his people free. And then they're going to start looking at his family. And then it says, and Jesus didn't recognize and said, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country, or home, in his own country, and in his own what? Verse 58. And he did not. Please, got your Bible out, underline this. Please do something to this. And he did not. Many mighty works. Come on, underline it. Do something to it. And he did not. Shout it out. And he did not many mighty works. Come on, shout it out. And he did not many mighty works. Shout it out louder.
And he did not many mighty works.
Let me ask you a question. What did he not do?
Many
mighty works. Watch this here. And he did not many mighty works where? And he did not do many mighty works where?
There.
Come on, shout it out. And he did not do many mighty works where?
There.
And he did not do many mighty works where?
There.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Because.
No. Because they were there. And as long as you are there, he cannot do many mighty works there. You didn't even get it. This is the slowest group I've been with all day. Catch it. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Catch this here. Here is the miracle worker in their presence. The miracle worker is in their presence to perform miracles. And they were astonished at his wisdom, astonished at his miracle-working power. And then they started tripping by looking at his family instead of keeping their eyes on him. And then all of a sudden, it said, then he could not do many mighty works there because they stopped the miracle-working power of God because they got offended. Being offended is when you are there.
Yes, sir.
And as long as you are there,
yes, sir,
he cannot do many mighty works there. in your offense.
Yes, come on. Come on.
Now turn around to somebody and say, am I going to have to preach this to you or did you get it? Ask them, am I had to preach it to you or do somebody else need to preach it to you? So he could not do many mighty works there as long as they're there. And the problem is today, in the church today, is we got too many people in the church that are
offended.
Y'all scared to say it over here, huh? And they could not do many mighty works where?
Yeah.
Because they were?
Yeah.
And the problem with the church today is we got too many people that are?
Yeah.
Y'all slowed down, but y'all was louder than them over there. Because they were there. Over there. See, and what happens is we have to have our eyes of our understanding enlightened. We got to come to a greater awareness of the warfare that we're in. There is a spiritual warfare that you're in, and you got to quit crying about it. You got to learn how to fight. Just got to learn how to fight. You just got to be able to deal with the issues. But you don't fight out of your anger or stuff. You just keep standing on what the word says. They went there and they could not do many mighty works there. Look what it says. They're there because of their unbelief. Because of their unbelief. Can I believe tonight that on this May the 22nd, that tonight is a turnaround night tonight? Can I believe that God is a God of the turnaround in here tonight in the name of Jesus? Glory to God. Shout out to somebody and say, tonight is your turnaround night tonight. Shout out, tonight is your turnaround tonight. Tonight is your miracle night. Tonight is your breakthrough night. Tonight is your new beginning night tonight in Jesus' name. Shout with me right now. 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 Yes, I come by that day, shoko by that day. Let the healing begin. Let the miracles begin. Let the breakthroughs begin now in Jesus' name. Look, let me show you something else. Look with me in Matthew while you're there. Go to Matthew, the 11th chapter, something you ain't seen before. Let me show you something. Tonight is a turnaround night tonight. Tonight, you're going to start from this day forward because your repentance tonight and releasing tonight is going to be the biggest healing and miracle working power in your life than anybody laying hands on you or anything else. It's going to be your biggest breakthrough tonight is to release any offense in your life. And then the flood day doors to get open for God's breakthrough power in your life. If you're worth anything, the enemy will attack you. But you just got to rejoice to know that he doesn't waste his weapons on insignificance. Look in the 11th chapter. And it says, and when John had heard in prison the works of who? The works of Christ. He sent two of his disciples. Verse 2. He sent two of his disciples. Now when John had heard that he was in prison and the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples. Next verse. And it says, and said unto him, art thou he that should come? Look what it says. Or do we look for another? Come on, you guys. Come on, it wasn't John the one that said, behold, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world, whose shoelaces I'm not even worthy to break. And now John, okay, here we go, is tripping. John is tripping. He gonna send some disciples down to ask Jesus why he's in prison. Are you the one or do we look for another one? Watch what it says here. And Jesus answered and said unto him, go and show John, watch this here, again. This ain't the first time John was tripping. Go show John again. I wonder how many agains is in your life. Go show John what?
Again.
Circle the word again in your Bible. Do y'all miss? If you got a Bible you can't underline in, throw it away. Go get you one you can buy and underline in. You got these little Bibles all not even marked up. Gosh. Here we go. And he answered and said unto him, unto them, go and show John again those what? Things which ye do hear. Look what it says here. And you see it. Go tell John again what you've heard and what you have seen. Come on. Here we go. Verse 5. The blind receive their sight. The lame what?
Walk.
The lepers are what?
Amen.
The deaf what?
Hear.
And the dead are raised up. Go tell John again. Because John is tripping. Just like the disciples were tripping when they saw him, those guys, when they were there, he's there and he came to manifest his miracle working power. But every time God is trying to do something supernatural on your behalf, the devil is going to try to get you to look the wrong direction. Get focused on something else except keeping your eye on what the word says. I need one. Amen. Look what it says. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the good news, the gospel, to preach to them that they don't have to be poor no more. Get your hands up. I break the spirit of poverty. I break the spirit of poverty and lack over your life. Insufficiency, I command it to cease its work. I bind upon you abundance, overflowing blessings and favor on your life in the name of Jesus. So expect some unexpected money, raises, bonuses, settlements, inheritance, royalty check, crazy favor, debt cancellation, and restoration of things that have been stolen from you and your family. Start expecting and start looking for something. See, because you're in a miracle service right now. God is trying to do something on your behalf that some of y'all ain't never happened in your family. Generational curses are being broken right now. Ye shakanda banda de shakanda ba. Yeah, things are happening. There's a new trail, a new blaze, or a new direction. God is trying to bring forth. Not just for you, but for all those that are following behind you. Just laugh at the devil right now. You thought you had me? You thought you had me, but you lost tonight. Glory to God. No! No, you don't have me. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, sakanda bande, se kede, se kobo. Yeah. Blessings will flow. Expect the unexpected. Shika basaka. Look at here. I'm trying to stay in orbit. I'm trying not to leave this orbit right here. Go back up to verse 5. Let me hit verse 5. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the good news, the gospel, preached to them. God is manifesting. That's what Jesus is saying. God is manifesting. Turn your Bible. Turn to two or three people by you and shout it out loud as you can. Say, God is manifesting right now. Come on. God is manifesting. Glory. Yeah, God is manifesting. Yeah, go ahead and laugh at it one more time. Yeah, he thought he had you, but he's losing tonight in Jesus' name. Ooh, I feel like shouting and jumping and hollering. And glory to God. Man, anybody else feel like jumping, shouting, hollering with me? Freedom, freedom, breakthrough, glory to God. Glory to God, hallelujah. All right, let me calm down, Phil, calm down. Look at verse 6, come on, get back, come on, get verse 6. Don't get too wild, they might not invite you back. Look what it says here in verse 6. And blessed. Look what it says. And blessed. Watch this here. Catch this here. And blessed is he, or blessed is she, whosoever shall not be offended in me. Jesus was saying the reason why John was even in the jail and why John lost his head, because he had got offended. He got offended. And Jesus had to come back to him several times and try to get him out of the offense. I wonder what part that when he was planning to come along and to be a trailblazer and to be one that would be pointing the way for him and to recognize him, that somewhere he got his eyes off of that area. And I wonder what the enemy tried to make him jealous of what God, Jesus started saying, the blind receive, there's healing, the deliverance, the dead are raised. John started seeing Jesus doing things that he wasn't even doing on that level. Are y'all with me? And the enemy got him off, and Jesus said, blessed is the man who does not get offended in me. Now watch this here. In Africa, they have a trap to catch monkeys. In Africa, they got a trap to catch what? Monkeys. To catch monkeys. And what they do is it's like a cage, and it's a fruit. They hang a big piece of fruit in the middle of the cage, but it's a little hole for the monkey to stick his hand through the hole so he can grab the fruit. But the fruit is bigger than the hole. And the natives know that when the monkey... Who are we talking about? When the monkey grabs the fruit, that he will not turn loose the fruit. So when the natives come out from behind the bush, once he grabs the fruit, they come out behind the bush and they come out with their clubs to beat the monkey. The monkey is snarling and hissing and trying to scare the natives away, but the natives know they got him because he's got the fruit. He got the fruit. And the monkey gets beat to death because he won't turn loose. I wonder how many monkeys we got here tonight. Your old boyfriend, your ex-husband, your ex-wife, your ex-boss, your neighbor, or whatever, the critical race theory, whatever they're trying to throw out there to get you offended. Wonder what is it the enemy is using or has used to get you offended. And now you are a monkey. And you're holding on to the fruit of the offense, and the devil, excuse me, is beating the hell out of you. And everything good that God wants to do in your life, and he's not able to do what he wants to do because you won't turn loose. Come on. You won't turn loose the what? The fruit, which is the offense. Turn to neighbor and say, shout at him, say, turn it loose, please. Turn it loose. So turn it loose. Turn it loose, please. Turn it loose, please. But Pastor Godot, you don't know what they did to me. You don't know what they did to me. I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. All I know is if you're going to get your life on track, if you're going to start moving ahead, if you're going to start getting on course with your destiny and God's purpose and God's plan in your life, you got to turn loose the fruit. So many Christians love God and have no evidence of the holy power of God in their life. Because what happened to them? And if you want to swap some stories, I can swap stories with you. But that ain't going to help neither one of us. I just got to turn loose the fruit. I got to quit talking about what they did or he did or she did or what happened here or what happened there. I've been thrown the biggest thing, and I'm telling you, your life is at a standstill, and that the devil is not dissatisfied with stopping you from getting on course with your destiny and receiving God's miracle working power. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. It's about everything good God wants to do in your life and other people's life behind what he's doing in your life. Amen. And he could not do. And he could not do. Come on. And he could not do. Many mighty works there. And you got to come out. So raise your hands up and say this out loud. Say, Father.
Father.
I said, say it out loud. Say, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I repent. For any area of offense. Unforgiveness. Bitterness. Resentment. In my life. I don't want it in my life.
I repent.
I loose it.
I let it go.
Now.
In the name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And thank you, Father. Come on, you guys. Thank you, Father, for your miracle working power. Hallelujah to God. Thank you for your miracle working power to heal right now, to deliver people, to set them free. Thank you for it now. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Come on. Thank you for it now, Father. I receive forgiveness. I receive forgiveness and thank you for right standing in my life with you for all the days of my life. Thank you for it now, Lord. Thank you for your miraculous miracle working power in Jesus' name. Put your hand on your neighbor's shoulder and just release now the power of God on their behalf for the biggest breakthrough they're ever believing for. Come on, put your hand on your neighbor's shoulder. Father, we release the power of God through the releasing of offense on the behalf of my neighbor, to my right, to my left. Thank you for it now. For supernatural breakthrough. For the biggest miracle they ever had. Let your glory, let your power, come on. Let it be seen on their behalf in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it now, Father. Thank you for it now, Father. My Sakota, it is Sakanda Banda Bay. Release it now. Thank you, Father. Let the glory pop. My Sakona mind today. Thank you for it now. In the name of Jesus, I release my faith with my neighbor in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you for it now, Father. Hallelujah to God. Thank you for it now. Thank you for it now. In the name of Jesus. Shout it out right now. Shout it out right now. Shout it out right now. In the name of Jesus. Master Kitty, shout it out right now. Shout it out right now. Thank you. Stand up. Stand up. Thank you for it now, Father. Thank you for it. Thank you for it now.
Thank you, Jesus.
A new day.
Thank you, Jesus.
A new day.
A new day.
A new beginning.
A new beginning.
Thank you for it now, Father. A new day. A new beginning. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it now, Father. Pasakanda banda banda beta day to day. Thank you for it now, Father. Thank you for it now, Father. Thank you for it now, Father. Thank you for it now. Thank you for your miracle working power in this young man's life. Let it be on him, Lord. Hallelujah to God. Thank you for the supernatural boldness, courageous anointing, power of God flowing through his life. There it is. Oh, there it is. There it is. Glory to God. Thank you for it now. Come on, shout with him right now. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it now. Thank you for it. Run, 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 run. Run with him. Run with him.
Run with him.
Run with him. Glory to God. Hey, hey, get up. Run with him. Run with him. Glory to God. Thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. Run. Yeah. Go with him. Glory to God. Thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. Go. Go. Run. Run. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Oh. 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 Go, 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 go. Oh. Hallelujah. Music. Glory! Come on, shout in the house, shout in the house, shout now. Yes, yes, you ain't running.
I need the band up. I need the band up.
Raise your hands up.
Father, glory!
Thank you for a supernatural impartation tonight.
Like it loud. Yeah.
Sickness and disease, your power is broken. Healing is yours. Miracles are yours. Breakthrough is yours. Manifestation of God's glory is yours now. Shout out, I receive it right now. Just bow your head, standing up or seated. Pastor, would you pray for me tonight? I want to get my life right with God tonight. I want to be born again. I want to be saved. I want my sins forgiven. Would you pray for me tonight? I want to get right with God. Jesus says in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door knocking. If any man, woman, or child hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and sup with him or dine with him or fellowship with him. He's knocking at the door of your heart. He won't make you be saved. He won't make you do anything. Tonight is your choice. Pastor, would you pray for me? I want to get my life right with God. I want my sins forgiven. Or would you pray for me tonight? I want to rededicate my life back to God. I made some wrong choices in my life. I've been stuck in the wrong places. And I want to get back with, get right with God tonight. I want to rededicate my life back to Him tonight. Or Pastor, would you pray for me tonight? I need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You need the power of God. Dunamis power, dynamo power, divine capability to help you to live victorious and overcome every challenge that will come against you. Pastor, would you pray for me tonight? I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Or Pastor, I need a church home where there's an honorable man and woman of God. And I'm telling you, you're in the house tonight. This is an honorable man, an honorable woman of God. God's hand is on them for bigger and greater things. And now to have a church full of people that have been free from offense, and now the Holy Spirit, the power of God can flow into your situations like never before. Say amen.
Amen.
Pastor, would you pray for me tonight? I need a church home. I'd like to make this Houston Faith Church my church home. I'd like to be a part of this ministry. Or Pastor, would you pray for me? I want to receive salvation, rededication, or Holy Spirit. While your head's about, just bow your head for me. Standing up or seated, just bow your head in an attitude of prayer. Would you pray for me for one of those calls tonight, Pastor? On the count of three, all I want you to do is just raise your hand up. I want to pray with you for one or more than one of those calls. Again, salvation, rededication, Holy Spirit. Make this your church family. Here we go on the count of three. One, two, three. Raise your hands up. You want me to pray with you for one of those calls? Raise them up. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. Keep your hands up. Say this with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I open the door to my heart and invite you into my life to be my Lord and Savior. Take the throne of my life and use me as your instrument, and I will serve you all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, thank you for filling me with your dunamis power. Thank you for leading me, guiding me, and directing me all the days of my life. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us for the preaching of God's Word. We trust that your faith and your love for God is stronger than ever before. More information about Stevenson Ministries and Houston Faith Church is available online at HoustonFaith.tv. Chaz and Joni Stevenson are the pastors of a dynamic, growing church in Houston, Texas, and have a New Testament vision of preaching the uncompromised Word of God with the power of the Holy Spirit, helping people get saved, and building strong Christians who can impact their world. Houston Faith Church is a place where the love of God is real, where lives are changed, and where followers of Jesus become fishers of men.